Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another lights on listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free.
Dr. Jerry is on the attack, liberty's friend and tyranny's foe. The heathen are raging and the battle for America is on. The devil beware, Dr. Scheidbach is on the air, deftly swinging the sword of the spirit, aimed at the heart of the dragon of lies, the prince of the power of the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor of the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage, unmasking the belligerent maskers and the COVID numbers shell game. And because I'm not likely to get past those two items in the show today, let me do some touch and goes and a few bits of interesting news. I understand the NFL is going to present the Black National Anthem before the National Anthem. How about it, folks? Are we done yet? Can we just agree that a political party has hijacked the NFL and it's being used as that party's patsies? Interesting choice of words. Someone easily taken advantage of by being blamed for something. And the longer we put up with it, the more like patsies we become. Look, the national anthem is for all Americans. And I'm done with dividing this country. We are one nation under God. Indivisible, aren't we? The Supreme Court once again supported school choice, ruling that if a state allows parents to choose a school for their children, they cannot discriminate against which school they choose. The government is not choosing it for them. It's a decision left to the parents. But anyway, John Roberts said states don't have to provide such a choice to parents. Why not? It's their own money they're spending. I love that Judicial Watch has sued Washington, D.C. The district allowed BLM to write their slogans on their streets to be seen by a half-blind Martian from Mars with a pair of binoculars. Defund police, it scrolled across the streets. Judicial Watch wants to write, because no one is above the law. They want to make certain Hillary and Obama can see it from their high tower. You didn't catch that allusion? It's a TV series depicting an alternate reality in which Hitler won and the world came under the goose-stepping heels of socialist Nazis. Obama's and Hillary's personal imagine. Keep up, class. And then in the shameless hypocrisy department on the same day, L.A. mayor instructs all Angelenos to avoid gatherings for July 4th. The LAPD posts a photo of thousands gathered for protests in the streets of L.A. Oh, and in a related item, the priceless FB clip of an officer of the law quipping with a grin. Interesting that the defund the police protest in his town petitioned the city for police protection for their protest. Can anyone spell irony? Speaking of L.A. Mayor Garcetti admits there just might be a connection between the coronavirus cases uptick and the rioters out in force breathing on, singing on, and screaming at each other. You think? And the point here is not that I think their behavior contributed to the uptick. Whether or not it did is, as I shall show, irrelevant. The point is that this whole thing is political and in the worst possible way, right? Destroy the economy. Bring it to near collapse by the COVID scare. Forget about that COVID thing. Seattle mayor takes the lead on switching sides, decides to side after all with the peaceful neighbors and business owners being destroyed by her lack of due diligence. And when? No, well, when they attack her personal property. And now it's all, don't look over there. Hey, let's look at this over here. And we're back to COVID, you know? The voter fraud by mail-in ballots is a real thing. One in five ballots rejected as fraudulent is charged in a New Jersey mail-in election. Voter intimidation, ballot theft, drew attention of officials, and it's believed 20% of the votes were fraudulent. Understand that the Dems' game plan is to make the election close enough to politically justify a cry for either a contested election, or at least to use it as a way to undermine the integrity of Trump's second term. I mean, they're running out of Russia scams, right? They can't manipulate the FBI to spy on Trump or his campaign anymore. So, you know, they're just running out of options here, friends. And Newsom has decided he has the power not only to restrict our First Amendment right religious liberty to peaceably assemble, unless, of course, it is a protest or a riot. But now he arrogantly assumes he can tell Christians that they cannot sing in their houses of worship. So far as I'm concerned, he crossed the line at restricting the exercise of our religious liberty to congregate in the house of God. But now he imagines he has the authority to dictate in what way we worship in the house of God. To your churches, O people of God, you have no part under Newsom's governorship. Certainly no representation. Okay, folks, let's look at unmasking the maskers and exposing the COVID numbers shell game. It's time for your brain massage.
Truth, served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
I'm producing this show on July 4th, 2020. It will not be distributed until July 11th. I feel somewhat as Jude must have when he sat down to write of the common salvation, something very dear to him, but found it needful to exhort the churches to earnestly contend for the faith. On such a day, when we celebrate the Declaration of our Independence, I desire to write of our glorious beginnings. But instead, I must warn all within the sound of my voice against those who have crept in to take away our independence. As Jude said, for there are certain men crept in unawares, who were before of old ordained to this condemnation, ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness, and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ, Jude 4. Men who would steal from us our liberties have crept into our country, ungodly men and women who despise our country, and we have made them our rulers. Coming from a Christian conservative perspective, how dumb was that? You know, to put communists and socialists in control of our education. And then watch as they become rulers over us. The Bible says Satan takes them captive at his will. We have literally turned this nation over to the hands of the devil, and we have been dragged to the maw of hell. We're looking down its throat now, the fires in its belly. What I relate today will seem trivial, I'm sure, to some who don't understand the significance of these things. Remember that mighty storms are announced by only a few drops in a breeze. So listen, watch, and pray. First, unmasking the maskers. Well, it's another way to divide the country. You know, the maskers and the anti-maskers. On the last leg of my flight home from Louisiana, a masker assaulted me. But really, the flight attendant aggressively poked me on my shoulder and demanded, "Sir, put your mask on." With a tone and a poke, she expressed her sourtude against me. I'm not sure what provoked her. Why she singled me out, some of these maskers are militant. A quick background to the story, I hate these masks, and even more, I hate it that these little dictator wannabes like Newsom think they can demand that we wear them. Let them get away with demanding you wear a mask, and soon they will be demanding that you take the Gates-Fauci vaccine. Along with a little kickback to their campaigns, no doubt, when they can strap you down against your will and inject their vaccine into your veins, they can gather you into acid showers. Yeah, well, agreed. The jump from vaccine to acid showers might be a leap, but from the mask to the vaccine is only a step. And the step from forced masking to forced vaccination sets a trajectory that leads to acid showers. Let me tell you, I don't want to take the time required to show all the steps intervening. Let me say here, however, there are not so many as you might think. It's not a long leap. Anyway, I have a medical exemption from wearing a mask, a bronchial issue I developed running in severely cold weather. But it's a hassle to have to go hassle everybody about it all the time. So when traveling, I'll go along with the mask thing in the main. I board the plane, dutifully wearing my cloth mask. Once served the water and bread of our affliction, I remove the mask and eat and sip water. I also dehydrate easily, by the way, not severely, but enough to require me to have a steady intake of water through the day, especially when flying. So I always bring a bottle of water and sip water through the flight. I admit I am grateful it affords me the privilege to breathe freely for most of the flight, since it's not against the laws of the masters of the maskers to remove it when eating or drinking. Along the way, I needed to use the restroom, and when I left the confining box to take my seat, I forgot to put my mask on. The unhappy flight attendant noticed and demanded that I put the mask on. Yeah, she was that sort that needed to demand things. I smiled and said, "Thank you," placed the mask on to return to my seat. Of course, once at my seat, I removed the mask and resumed sipping my water while I worked on my laptop. In the course of doing her duty, she passed by me several times, and each time I noticed, you know, felt the vibe, you know what I mean? And it was clear she wanted to say something, and I figured it probably had something to do with masking. Finally, she walked by, looked at my glass. It was almost empty, I noticed, after she looked at it. I was about to refill it when she poked me on the shoulder, aggressively, by the way, and demanded that I put my mask on. Well, I complied, and upon departure from the plane, I explained to her that she had no business touching me. She squawked about having to tell me to put my mask on, and after a short talk with her supervisor, well, I hope we were able to help her stand down from any future assaults on customers, especially those who are compliant and within the rules, for heaven's sake. I tell you this story because it illustrates how this sort of thing gets going, the sort of thing that leads to acid showers. And the people being quietly complicit with it, unreasonable and wicked rulers set policies that turn citizens against one another. You've been hearing the public announcements about see something, say something. Do you remember when that was about suspicions of terrorist activity? I wonder how long it'll be before they start telling us that somebody who doesn't wear a mask is a terrorist, right? And then there are always those personalities that take pleasure in terrorizing others. the politically correct bully types who are energized by the prospects of being an enforcer of the state's mask mandate. It brings out the tyrant in certain personality types. It invites the closet bullies out to play. Those and the bullied too. They're time for revenge, you know. So neighbors start snitching on one another over crimes against the state. Yeah, crimes like disobeying an order to wear a mask, even if you don't for medical reasons. Even if you happen to know the mask doesn't do anything to protect you or anyone else, because you've bothered to do some research. You're not just a bobblehead that goes along with everything anybody says. Even if it is an intrusion against your personal right to breathe. Yes, we have a right to breathe. And wearing a mask is unnatural and it inhibits breathing. So when I got home, I decided I would restudy this whole mask thing and go deeper into the question than I had heretofore. And that question, to mask or not to mask? And more importantly, whose decision is it? Is it my decision or the state's? So I prayed first and asked the Lord to guide me to truth on the question. And he did. And I'll tell you all about it after the break. Hold on. I'll be right back.
God's War. Why Christians Should Rule the World. A shocking statement to many, but our founders didn't think so. John Jay believed Christians should prefer believers to rule our nation. Because Jesus is the King, and all mankind are subject to his crown. Our founding fathers understood this and acknowledged Christ as King. Satan once boasted all the kingdoms of the world were his, but no longer. Because when Jesus died on the cross, he broke the power of Satan over this world and cast the prince of this world out. When Jesus rose from the grave, he declared, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." Jesus sent his spirit into the world, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But where the spirit of Antichrist is, there is tyranny. The spirit of Jesus Christ is greater than the spirit of Antichrist. Now, you can learn how to unleash the power of Christ into the world to defeat the spirit of Antichrist. Learn how you can defend liberty through the authority of Jesus Christ. Get God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World, today. www.godswar2020.com. Warning, we have learned that some liberals choke on even a small piece of Pastor Scheidbach's mind.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern light. Lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, singling the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. Remember when Fauci mocked the suggestion that Americans would have to go around wearing masks? Remember when, later, he questioned Americans' unwillingness to heed the science, refusing to wear a mask? Remember being a bit confused by that? Remember when he finally explained it all to us? Remember him explaining that the reason he said masks were not helpful to prevent from a virus was because, well, there was a shortage of masks and he did not want all the lemmings to do a run on masks, you know, a la toilet paper. But now that there's no shortage, he is recommending masks. Remember thinking, what? The guy's an admitted liar. Remember thinking, what am I supposed to believe from these people? He claims masks save lives now, but before he said they're virtually worthless to prevent infection by a virus. What does that tell us? At the peak of the COVID-19 pandemic, he was telling people masks are unnecessary. So you know what, let them die? We need the mask for healthcare workers. Why not just tell the truth and have people make their own masks or wear bandanas or scarves or whatever? So, you know what? We're not buying it, phony Fauci. We see you pulling your mask down to make or take your calls and then quickly pulling it up when you notice the camera. We see you taking a break after the news media event and then your mask pulled down under your chin. We understand. You want to breathe. And, well, so do we. So, the first time I looked at the question of masks, it was a while back, I prayed that the Lord would help me see through to the truth about it all. I've learned over the years that when you find people lying to advance their agenda, well, you have found the devil at work. He advances his program by lies. Well, it was like the next day that Fauci came out and admitted before God and everybody that he purposely lied about the masks. But he had a good reason to lie. It was to manipulate the population, you and me, to control us, to deceive us so that we wouldn't start a run on masks. He's so small-minded, he couldn't simply say, you know, cover your face with a bandana or scarf. You make your own mask, whatever. Here's how, whatever. No, he had to lie, manipulate. He chose to lie because he is a liar. That's how he does his business. It's how he operates. He is like his father, the devil, a liar. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't believe liars. So I wondered whether Fauci's first statement was the lie or his second. Then I did a cursory study of the efficacy of masks to prevent a virus contagion, and I learned that Fauci was actually telling the truth the first time. Masks are virtually worthless to protect anyone from receiving or transmitting a virus because the particles are so small they pass easily through anything but the most restrictive of face coverings. However, as I brought out in the first segment, the militant maskers amongst us have provoked me to take a closer look. So I did a more thorough study of the matter. So I found this really cool chart on Facebook. Oh, it was going to be so helpful. And since there were no disclaimers on it from Facebook, I was sure it must be trustworthy. Yeah. It depicted a COVID carrier without a mask on one side and then a masked healthy contact on the other side. And then there was this really neat arrow that pointed from the non-mask wearing carrier to the mask wearing healthy contact. And it said that there was a 70% chance that evil carrier would transmit the virus to the healthy contact. 70%? Yikes! The next picture shows the carrier wearing a mask and the healthy contact without a mask. Now the chance of transmission was 5%. Well, that is a lot better. The third showed both the carrier and the contact wearing a mask. And now the chance of transmission is 1.5%. So I thought, wow, this deserves to be circulated widely. But I always run these things down before I go with it. So I posted a response thanking the individual for his neat, simple, and clear illustration of the effectiveness of masks. And I asked him for the scientific studies that supported his numbers. You know, where did he get this information? Well, he did not respond. Unfortunately, I would have to go in and search the scientific data out myself to support this really neat chart. Turned out, this chart is like the diagrams that are used to illustrate evolution. You know the ones I mean. They're in every textbook your children use to learn this foolishness. You see here this neat colorful line that goes from the polywog to the man? You see? There you have it. Proof of evolution. Yeah, it's in a picture. There it is. Anyway, in the course of my research, I found an article published in Town Hall by Scott Moorfield, who is a contributor to the Daily Caller, titled "The Most Powerful Argument Against Forced Universal Masking That You Won't Read in the Establishment Media." I won't get to it, but it comes down to being something I've already brought out, the need for herd immunity. I strongly recommend you read his article. But, you know, hey, he's a journalist, right? So what does he know about masking? Okay, fair enough. I mean, you believe all the media know everything that there is to know about masking, but this guy can't. So let's go to the doctors. Let's look at the medical journals where this question has been explored at length. Here is a PhD, Dr. Rancourt, who reviews physics and biology papers. He gathered the relevant scientific research on this question, and he concluded, quote, "There have been extensive randomized controlled trial or RCT studies and meta-analysis reviews of RCT studies, which all show that masks and respirators do not work to prevent respiratory influenza-like illnesses or respiratory illness believed to be transmitted by droplets and aerosol particles like COVID-19. In the article, Moorfield presents 7 scientific studies on the question, each of which I read to confirm they did indeed reach the conclusion summarized by this doctor. Moorfield concludes, quote, "No RCT study with verified outcome shows a benefit for healthcare workers or community members and households to wearing a mask or respirator. There is no such study. There are no exceptions. Likewise, no study exists that shows a benefit from a broad policy to wear masks in public." Okay, let's look at the research. From the American Journal for Infection Control, use of surgical face masks to reduce the incidence of the common cold among healthcare workers in Japan, a randomized controlled trial. Conclusion? Quote, "Face mask use in healthcare workers has not been demonstrated to provide benefit in terms of cold symptoms or getting colds." Now, the significant thing about this study is the well-known fact that any mask that cannot protect from the common cold is not going to protect anyone from any coronavirus. Now, here's a Cambridge study from Cambridge Core under Epidemiology and Infection titled "Face Masks to Prevent Transmission of Influenza Virus, a Systematic Review." This publication lists 42 sources, including from World Health Organization and Centers for Disease Control and many, many others. I looked at and perused 12 of those that had in their title some particular relevance or reference to the issue of wearing masks. And here is a sample that is representative of those articles that argued in favor of using masks, and it illustrates what I found consistently in all of the articles that I read that were pro or con. Quote, Many countries would use non-pharmaceutical interventions, including face masks, improved hand hygiene, cough etiquette, isolation of sick and quarantine of exposed individuals, social distancing measures, and travel restrictions as their primary means to mitigate an influenza pandemic, particularly at its beginning. However, data are scarce on the effectiveness of simple personal protective measures such as face masks and hand hygiene against pandemic or interpandemic influenza and on the modes of influenza virus transmission among people. End quote. Now, data are scarce on the effectiveness of face masks and hand hygiene in a pandemic. Now, here's another example. Quote, however, comprehensive assessments of the literature to date recognize the generally poor quality of evidence on which to base non-pharmaceutical pandemic planning decisions, end quote. That illustrates a summary of the tip of the scales. Or in other words, I'm trying to say here, overall, the consensus lands on the side of questioning the effectiveness of masks to in any significant way mitigate the spread of viruses in the general community, especially in a pandemic. Now, here's an article from the health agency London, England. Quote, in conclusion, there is a limited evidence base to support the use of masks and or respirators. By respirator, by the way, they're referring to the N95. In healthcare or community settings. Anyway, you see this consistently throughout all this stuff. There does seem to be somewhat of a consensus that the N95, if worn correctly and consistently, can mitigate transmission of virus at least somewhat. And here's an example of what doctors say about that. Quote, it was not surprising to find that the N95 respirators were generally more efficient filters with better face seal characteristics than surgical masks when tested in the laboratory. However, transmission of acute respiratory infections is a complex process, are you listening? That may not be appropriately replicated by surrogate exposure studies. Well, I can't take time to explain that. Fake ones, made up ones. Because the face seal is important for the efficiency of the N95 respirator, fit testing is recommended for healthcare workers. N95 respirators are often considered uncomfortable for regular use, and improper wearing or adjustment of the respirator because of discomfort could lead to inadvertent face contamination, thus negating the potential protective benefit. Furthermore, we do not have an adequate understanding of the number, size, and dispersion of the droplets that contain live infectious particles produced by infected patients. A laboratory-based study reported data that humans infected with influenza rarely produce aerosols that contain infectious viral particles. Did you hear that? A laboratory-based study reported data that humans infected with influenza rarely produce aerosols that contain infectious viral particles. In two other laboratory studies, participants infected with influenza produced droplets containing viral RNA, but viral RNA could not be detected on mannequin headforms or on filters of breathing mannequins at distances as close as 0.1 meter following participants' breathing, counting, coughing, or laughing, end quote. Now, so what about singing? Or in other words, you understand what's going on here. They did a test. They had a mannequin in front of them. They put a mask on the guy. He counted. He coughed. He laughed. They tested the mannequin. Nothing was found. But several studies do confirm there are significant problems caused by prolonged use of these masks. Breathing difficulties, accelerated heart rate, and headaches. For example, 7 doctors looking at this issue concluded, quote, therefore, it can be concluded that N95 and surgical face masks can induce significantly different temperatures and humidity in the microclimates of face masks, and anybody who's been wearing them, you know what they're talking about, which have profound influences on heart rate and thermal stress and subjective perception of discomfort. Which motivates you to mess with the mask and compromise its effectiveness? Add to this the doctors and nurses that have come out bravely and essentially called the Democrat reaction to COVID-19 a whole lot of bunk. You know, brainless nonsense, ludicrous, and fatuous. Okay, so much for the mask already. What about the COVID numbers, shell game? Our CDPH, California Department of Public Health, has issued a decree creating laws without the benefit of legislation, forcing a health measure on the general public. Imagine that. Imagine the health guy sending out a message, everybody has to take an aspirin. The rationale is that compelling all to wear a mask is necessary to the public health. Now, if we allow this to stand, we have created a monster. And that monster will rise up one day, perhaps one day very soon, and argue that because they deem it to be in the interest of public health for every citizen to receive a Gates-Fauci vaccination, they decree a law that requires all citizens to line up for vaccination. You know, and then to avoid exposing their controllers, Gates and Fauci, they'll allow you to receive any of the approved vaccinations. You don't have to buy one from Gates, Fauci. And then behind the veil of secret backroom deals, regulations require these alternative sources to get their vaccine from Gates, Fauci. You know how it all works. You've seen it before. Liars must be expected to lie. It's what they are, so it's what they do. And when they can use the power of the health department to argue removing firearms from citizens is in the interest of the public health. And so, right, you do remember when they wanted your doctor to ask you if you owned any firearms? How many of you went along with that? How many of you bobbleheads went along with that? I sure didn't. I told the doctor it was none of his business. He chuckled and went on about his. Look, isn't it true that if no one was allowed to drive a car, we could save 102 lives every day? And furthermore, isn't it true that since we don't know which person will get into their car and cause an accident, that, well, we should take away everyone's license to drive? How do you know you won't be the cause of an accident? You don't leave the house intending to do so, but accidents happen, and you might get negligent. You know, you might become distracted. You might cause an accident. And I'm just trying to make that. Of course, it would be absurd to do the things that would be necessary to cause no deaths that happen from these things. The same thing is true of COVID. There is a 99.5% recovery rate from COVID. All right, let's get deeper into an expose of the shell game being played with the numbers here. And let's begin with the problem of false positives. We know the tests being used are relatively new and that false positives are a problem. No one will offer any hard data on the number of false positives, which suggests it's pretty high. As a matter of fact, the reports I'm getting, it's way out there. You see, like Fauci, they need to control the public perception in order to herd the population in the direction they want them to go.
Moo. Moo.
Yeah, I hear you. If you talk too much about false positives, no one will want to be tested because they might get a false positive that would effectively mean they have to go into lockdown for 14 days. Now, you should know that all positives are counted as a confirmed COVID case. And that's true even when they discover it was a false positive. Second, those who benefit from high case incidence and deaths from COVID have come up with yet another ingenious way to pump up the case numbers. In California, we have been combining probables with confirmed cases. What does that mean? It means that the CDC and others have hammered out criteria by which you can be branded as a probable candidate for COVID. For example, if you have come into contact with someone that has tested positive for COVID, whether or not you test positive, you add to this any two of a series of symptoms, such as a headache, a cough, some difficulty breathing, or fever, even if it's a subjective fever. You know, like when you say, I feel like I'm running a fever, but you've not tested it. You are counted a probable carrier, and in California, you're counted as a COVID case. In some scenarios, most of the entire population of certain counties will fall into the criteria of a probable case and be counted as a COVID case. Now, I've got to conclude, but one thing is very clear. This disease is politicized. I mean, it's being used as a weapon to destroy the Trump economy, to terrorize his voter base, conservative Christians and entrepreneurs, the middle-class business owners, to demoralize voters, and create a scenario allowing governors of blue states to punish Trump supporters and to slip in all mail-in voting, which will open the door to massive voter fraud. Trust me on this. That's what this is all about. I've lit the lamps to the church belfry arch. You call, let me know you see they're on. 1-805-314-2114 or email me. Go to godswar2020.com. That webpage is godswar2020.com. God bless you. God bless America. And I'll see you in church.
The battle for America is on. The spirit of Antichrist has risen in our land against the spirit of Jesus Christ. What side are you on? Election 2020. Choose wisely. God's people face a critical battle for America in 2020. We the people will take this nation back from the unreasonable and wicked men and women who have dragged this once great land to the maw of hell. Or we will fall into the power of those who hate Christ, Christians, and the Bible. If that happens, everyone loses. Because freedom loses. Liberty loses. Go to GodsWar2020.com.